Welcome to the Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute podcast, where we discuss the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute. Today, we'll be discussing Minute 102, which, depending on your version, starts at around an hour, 41 minutes and 30 seconds, and lasts until about an hour, 42 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm your host, Susanna.
And I am Sandra. And last minute, Mr. Bingley and Mr. Darcy entered the room. But really, instead of hearing what their business is, we get a very short recap of all that happens around Longbourn from Mrs. Bennet.
It's very enthusiastic.
Lizzie, meanwhile, also had a little bit of her own agenda, because she has just asked Mr. Darcy how he was and how she hopes the weather will stay well for their sport. And that's where we pick up again this minute. Yeah.
Exactly. And Mr. Darcy immediately shuts it down.
So poor Lizzie.
Mr. Bingley said that they were going to shoot birds and stuff like that. But apparently that is just for Mr. Bingley. Because Mr. Darcy immediately replies after Lizzie asked that with, "I return to town tomorrow." Yeah. And we see like Lizzie
and
with her
expression
big eyes.
Yeah, it just falls immediately. Poor girl. Yeah, this is not the reaction she wanted.
Yeah. She immediately goes with "so soon."
Yeah.
And then we have some sad eyes and some longing gaze that Darcy returns to her before he kind of breaks eye contact. And
Yeah.
They have a little moment.
Exactly. Like I said in the last minute, Darcy is very carefully keeping his expressions in check right now. So it doesn't seem to give away any kind of emotion directly. But just because they have like a little tiny moment. But then he immediately looks away again. And I think the fact that he can't hold her gaze says enough.
Yeah, it definitely does. But this little exchange kind of goes unnoticed because Mrs. Bennet, Mrs. Bennet is getting down to business.
Yeah, finally.
Not directly, because of course she had her politeness and all the things, but now she kind of wants to rub it in. So we hear her pretty much ask Mr. Bingley, "My Jane looks well, does she not?"
it's so suggestive.
I mean, the way it's that she also kind of looks at Mr. Bingley expectantly. Yeah. Like, does she not look beautiful? Do you not regret everything?
Exactly. Did you just want to marry her on the spot?
Yeah, exactly. Do you not feel bad?
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because it does work very well on Bingley, because we see his face and he has to take like a few seconds and is like, "She does indeed." And like the way he says it, he's so in love with her.
He is. And then you see Jane, who is with her big eyes, who is so clearly very much in love with him as well. She kind of has a little bit of a smile on her face.
I
think she mostly tries to have it still kind of, just friendly. But she looks so in love.
Oh, so much. Yeah, like, Jane always has big doe eyes. But, like, this is the extreme version.
Yes.
The Disney version where the character goes, like, blink, blink, blink to the person they like.
Yeah, exactly. And then the camera moves back to Bingley. And he looks like he wants to say something again. And he already did that last minute. Like, he's searching for certain kinds of words. But he is struggling.
Yeah. He's definitely run into some kind of processing error in his head.
Yes. You see his mouth, like, open and close. And, he kind of just looks I want to say something. I don't know what I have to say. Error.
Exactly. So what he does, he takes a very deep breath and then he says, well, we must be going, I think.
He bravely runs away.
Of poor Jane, because we actually cut back to Jane for a little bit during this line. And like, she immediately looks so confused, like, wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. I mean, she had, when, you know, he agreed that she was looking very well, she had this bit of a smile, and then Bingley says that they must be going, and you see that smile like slowly disappear a little, and like, she expected more.
Yeah.
And it's, but Bingley is just like,
he tries to smile politely, but it's just so forced at this point. And he just nods and then turns to Darcy. He's like, Darcy. Who in turn also looks a bit confused.
Yes.
Like, apparently things are not going to plan that my puppy friend is panicking. Yes. Best I just support him for now.
I guess, abort mission. So.
Yeah, and he says, Bingley says, it's been very pleasant to see you all again. And just everyone is so confused. We see Lizzie as well, and she just kind of gapes at both of them, like,
what is happening?
You have business here.
Yeah, and he, you know, greets Miss Elizabeth, Miss Bennet.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he does his little bow again. And
And Mrs. Bennet does manage to cut in for one moment more.
Yeah, she's not letting this go that easy.
No, not again.
This man is not slipping from her fingers.
She has finally returned. He must have business with us.
Yeah.
So she's like, you must come again. For when you were in town last winter, you promised to have a family dinner with us. And then during that, you can we see Bingley again, and you can just see the panic on his face.
Yeah, he's already kind of like, I don't know what to say, and I need to run. I need to get out of here because this is
fresh air.
This is going badly. This is even making it a little worse, I think, because then you know, you already see him having his very quiet minor breakdown. And then
exactly
and then the camera switches back to again that wide shot with all the Bennet girls there, you know, kind of just looking at them, and Mrs. Bennet continuing like, I've not forget, you see, at least 3 courses.
And like, I know that she's saying this to him to be kind to him, but I think To Bingley at this point, it almost sounds like a threat, like, you must come again. Yes. You have said so.
I mean, this is so much attention that is on him. He was already really nervous and things are not going according to plan, and it's just
not at all. And now he can't seem to get out, and it's just terrible. And he probably knows that it's terrible at this point.
Yes, because so he just, you know, he just walks out.
he looks like he will explode if he stays there any longer. So he just turns around and walks away. Like, he doesn't even say anything anymore. He's just like, I've done my greetings. I'm out.
And, you know, Darcy remains standing there just for a moment longer. Great. And tries to kind of collect himself, like, okay, that just happened.
This is great. You don't. Darcy is the calm factor, and I can definitely see why Bingley took him here.
Oh yeah,
because, you know, he's kind of like the steady person next to you while you're freaking out.
I think he's great mental support because he's not panicking while you're. But on the other hand, maybe you feel less in control.
Yeah,
when he is very much in control. I don't know.
I mean, I do know that...
And he doesn't really help, no. though. Like, he doesn't really cut in for Bingley's sake, like, we came here for this and that or something. No. Like, he's just there and that's it. Looming presence.
But he's also Bingley's favorite cat friend.
Yes.
As a dog person.
Exactly.
You know, Darcy is his assigned cat friend.
Yes. Like, cats never panic.
No. I mean... but Darcy just kind of, you know, stands there for a second or two longer. And then he also bows. And, yeah, you know, he says, excuse me. And he also leaves.
Yeah, which really sounds more like, I have to go fix my friends who kind of made a mess of things. And since I am responsible for this mess in the first place, that means I have to go and patch things up again.
No, yeah, yeah. and he bows, and then we see Lizzie, who curtsies back, saying goodbye. Yeah. And while the camera's focused on Lizzie, we also kind of see half of Darcy's face, and we can see him turn around and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Following his very panicked friend, who next minute will see that he doesn't actually go all that far.
No, he just needed, you know, he just needs a bit of fresh air and some room to think, like, what went wrong? What could I have done differently? Probably.
Let's go over the tips and tops.
Exactly. Lessons learned.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. But,
I do like that once he leaves, we see Lizzie make a bow in turn as well. And then Lizzie watches him go, and she looks a bit longingly at him, like, as he goes.
And then we, so you know, have another wide shot with all the women.
Yeah.
And Kitty just bursts out giggling. Yeah. I love it. I think it's so funny because Kitty, that means that we're not the only people that have caught onto this weird vibe that whole conversation was.
I also think it's just so typical for teenage girls because, the whole situation is odd and it feels unnatural. And Kitty definitely, maybe she cannot follow everything as well as the older girls, but she clearly knows that something is weird. And, you know, teenage girls just burst out giggling absolutely. When things are weird.
Mean, also, two handsome men just dropped by unannounced.
True.
Had this very weird short conversation, and before one pretty much ran out. With the other following. It is bizarre enough you're like, okay.
That it would have so gone on social media if there was social media at the time.
No, exactly.
It's definitely going in a letter to Lydia, though.
Absolutely, yes. That is no doubt that it's gonna happen. Kitty is, you know, already formulating exactly how she wants to bring this back to Lydia. Because this was bizarre. Of course, probably by the time she finishes writing this letter, the news will have already changed. But...
Yeah, probably,
It is so funny anyways. There are people that didn't think it was quite as funny as Kitty did. And we kind of see Jane sitting down and Lizzie still looking a little frozen. And Mrs. Bennet is just like, okay. Mrs. Bennet is mostly like, that was weird. Except that she says, most extraordinary. But I...
Yeah, like, you kind of helped along with the, extraordinary part.
Oh, absolutely, yes. But, Jane is not having a good time, I think.
No, well, you know, she sits down in such a defeated manner.
Yeah.
Like, this is not at all... I think of course, Jane has been trying to convince herself all along. Multiple times we've already heard it saying to Lizzie that, you know, she's fine with the situation. She won't be caught up in this anymore. But you know that she really hoped for a proposal.
The moment that Kitty shouted that they were coming, she kind of got her hopes up.
Yeah.
And now she feels a bit silly that she did get her hopes up.
Exactly. It's like you start blaming yourself, like, oh, that was stupid of me. Like, how could I have thought that?
Yeah. It's just sad. No, she's a sweetheart, and you know, she thought she was over him, and then she sees him again, and he seems a little affected.
She wasn't even over him when he was gone. I mean,
absolutely, none of us believed that she was over him, but you know, that's what she said, so we're gonna respect that and pretend like she was.
To respect that, yeah.
But there's definitely disappointment here. She is definitely a bit down. Yeah. And this was not how she pictured it, probably.
No.
If Bingley came sweeping into her house unannounced.
Very romantically. No, this wasn't romantic at all. So we kind of end the minute with a close-up shot of Jane looking, like I said, defeated. While in the background, Kitty is just, you know, trying very hard to hold in her giggles, but also very much failing to hold in her laughter.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, how this strange scene continues, the strange moments between... you know, Jane and Bingley and all that. You will have to wait until next week when we discuss the next minutes. In the meantime, you can always find us on Instagram under the name PMP Minutes, which will also be written down in the show notes. I've been Susanna.
And I've been Sandra.
See you next time.